With a commitment to play U.S. college hockey already set, Matthew Virgilio had no intention of joining the Sioux Greyhounds. Some conversations with the organization and a recent trip to Sault Ste. Marie changed everything for 16-year-old defenseman from Vaughan, Ont. Forgoing his commitment to the University of Michigan was one of the toughest decisions he's ever had to make, but it's a choice he doesn't regret. Walking away from that was difficult, Virgilio said, in an interview with Sioux Today. At this point where I am now, as a 16-year-old kid, where is the spot that's going to benefit me the most to play in the NHL? That was the decision I had to go through. Selected in the fourth round of the 2022 Ontario Hockey League priority selection in April, Virgilio didn't attend the Greyhounds development camp in early June. At that point, the OHL wasn't even on his radar. After they picked me, there was really no intention or thought of going and playing there, he said. After the draft, Greyhounds general manager Kyle Rafte said the Michigan commitment was the main reason Virgilio was still available in round four. It's no secret if he didn't have his commitment, he's a first-round pick, Rafte said at the time. He's one of the top defensemen in the draft. In our conversations with him, there weren't any promises or anything like that, but at the same time, he's such a good kid off the ice and the talent on the ice speaks for itself. Rafte's called Virgilio a really smart, really skilled defenseman. He can really run a power play and play heavy minutes, Rafte's added. He just has everything you look for in our defenders. Rafte's took a calculated gamble, selecting the young blue liner on the slim chance he might rethink his options. It paid off. Following the draft, Virgilio said he learned a lot about the Greyhounds organization, especially the long list of talented players who've worn the red and white. It was huge for me, Virgilio said, of learning more about the team. From when I got drafted and learning more about the organization, it's really rich in history and the players that they've put through the program. Virgilio said a recent visit to the Sioux and tour of the facilities convinced him to forego his commitment to Michigan and sign with the Hounds. It just kind of all clicked for me and I felt in that moment that it was the right spot for me, Virgilio said. After seeing the arena and you go through the hallways of the rink and see all of the different teams and you can see all of the different NHL players. That was a cool thing for me and what made, signing, right. For Rafte's, keeping the lines of communication open with prospects is important. You want to keep conversations open with all of your drafted players, Rafte's said after the signing. You want to make sure that they feel like they're part of the organization even when they aren't signed or haven't played for you yet. With a scheduling conflict, Virgilio and his family weren't able to come up for development camp, Rafte's added. We chatted about it and as the conversations led on, it started to get a little more serious. Rafte's added that getting Virgilio signed ahead of training camp is crucial from a preparation standpoint, for both the player and the team. The faster you can get the players in with you, as elite as they are, they're 16 years old, Rafte's said. They come in and get more time with you and you get more time with them. It's better for everybody than players coming in mid-season. Don't get me wrong, when they're elite players, you accept them and want them to be a part of your program whenever you can, but at the same time, it's advantageous of the entire group, to sign ahead of the season. Virgilio spent last season with St. Andrews College, a high school team in Southern Ontario, where he scored 7 times and added 17 assists in 44 games. Virgilio said suiting up for St. Andrews was good for him, adding that playing for a Canadian high school that competes against American competition was a plus. It was a great experience for me, he said. It's a lot different than what hockey would have been like if I had played in the GTHL, Greater Toronto Hockey League, he continued. Spending a lot of time on the road, we had some long bus rides, staying in hotels and being by yourself, it prepared me for what I was going to do this season. The York Region product says his style is that of the modern defenseman. I'm trying to play as the modern defenseman, playing, two ways, moving, up the ice, contributing, Virgilio said. That was something I was really trying to expand into my game last year. Virgilio added that he likes quick transition. I don't like to handle the puck too much. I don't like throw in the crazy moves, Virgilio said. I like to keep it simple and get things moving up the ice. The young blue liner said he spent time working on his speed and strength recently in preparation for moving up. Virgilio said his excitement ahead of training camp as high as camp kicks off on Tuesday. I'm pumped, he said. Especially when you're going through the summer, and you thought you had your decision and something new comes through and you're thinking about it. Now that the decision is made, I'm extremely happy about it. I'm excited to move forward.